The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules, just been having a little look on the internet, as I do of a morning, just to find stuff to talk about.
Yep.
It's what we do.
It's part of our job.
Found a weird one. It's a story of a lady by the name of Anna Cox. She's 35 years old and she is terrified of fruit.
It's bizarre.
It's just a bizarre phobia. That's what it is.
Because she doesn't like that it's wet and some of it's juicy and soft. And
These are the reasons why she doesn't like the smell of it.
Yeah.
She remembers every negative encounter she's ever had with fruit. And for her, every encounter with fruit's absolutely negative.
Wow.
She's spoken of the time in school when her finger accidentally brushed up against a mandarin peel, how she had to race to the toilet to furiously wash her finger. And then even then it was no good because she could still smell it on it.
That's weird.
Well, that's the nature of phobias, isn't it, Jules? They're not always rational.
No, that's true.
Like often it's just a fear of something for whatever reason you've got this fear, whether it's a bad experience you had as a baby.
Yep.
Maybe this phobia developed itself all on its own and you can't rationalise with it. It just is what it is.
Yep.
And you have to live with it. So that's this lady and her weird fruit phobia. But what I wanted to ask, Jules, do you have any bizarre phobias? Like anything I need to be wary of bringing to the workplace?
Escalators.
That's a weird one.
Yeah, like I've watched too many documentaries of people that have lost arms and legs and feet and whatever after getting stuck, like, you know, like when the escalator meets the top.
Yeah, sure. Do you? I have an auntie who's terrified of them. She won't go on them. She insists on going and looking for an elevator and you're at a shopping mall or something. Do you ride escalators?
Yeah, but I've got to hold on.
You're very conscious of
them.
Oh,
yeah, and I won't go on if I'm wearing thongs.
Yeah, what about shoelaces? Do you tuck them into your sock before you jump on an escalator or...?
I've never even thought of that. Well, I am now. Thanks
Sorry.
For that.
Sorry about that, Jules.
Thanks for that.
I only bring it up because I have had an incident on an escalator where my shoelace has gotten stuck. No, it was fine. It
still got all your limbs?
Yeah, no, I'm all in one piece. It just snapped the shoelace off at the top and ruined them, actually. I couldn't tie my shoe up after that. But that's one to keep in mind. My mum has a phobia of black moths, like the big black moths. They're kind of creepy. It's kind of justified.
I know a few people that have moth phobias.
Mum is terrified to the point of she'll run out of the house screaming. If there is one.
Really?
If there is one inside. You don't even joke about it in my household. Like, I know it sounds like a fun little stitch up. Like, yeah. Mum, there's a black moth in the room. Don't even do that because Mum takes it personally. She'll start crying. Yeah. If she's trapped in a room with a black moth, it just gets out of hand for her.
It's like the equivalent of someone with a snake or a...
It is,
a spider or something.
If you put Mum in the same room as something that would threaten her life, like if you put her in the same room as like a jaguar or something, the feline, not the car,
yep.
It will be the same reaction. Mum is just beside herself with fear over black moths.
That's kind of funny. I mean, I feel bad for her, but...
Oh, that's the thing about phobias. It's a double-edged sword, isn't it? Like it is a bit quirky because you can't really relate to it, but at the same time...
You're like, ooh, yeah.
They are what they are.
So fruit salad's off the menu for this chick.
It certainly is. And moth salad's off the menu for Mum.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.